Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020-pound. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. I'm happy to advise that on September 2nd, 2021, my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God was released for sale. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning, family. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. I pray for everyone in the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. We honor the best gifts of the Holy Spirit to be in operation during this broadcast, especially the gifts of healing. Satan, we rebuke you and render your powers null and void, and you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask and covenant with you, Father. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, let's open our Bibles to our foundational scripture found in Hebrews chapter 11. That's Hebrews chapter 11, and that's verse number 6. That's our foundational scripture we have been using for the last few weeks on the teaching, the meaning, and the importance of faith. The meaning and the importance of faith. Now, I will read the foundational scripture, and you please follow along. And I'm going to be reading this particular verse from the New Testament in Modern Speech by Richard Francis Weymouth and revised by James Alexander Robinson. Hebrews 11:6. Where there is no faith, it is impossible to truly please him, God. For the man who draws near to God must believe that there is a God and that he is God, proves himself a rewarder of those who seek after him. Amen. Now, family, when you study the word of God, you have to make sure that you understand in context what you are reading and what the word is actually saying. If we were to read the first few words of that verse by saying, where there is no faith, it is impossible. Well, if we stop there, then we should surmise that whatever comes after impossible, if there is no faith, whatever we are doing is impossible. We could say where there is no faith, it is impossible to drive a car, can't we? We could say, where there is no faith, it is impossible to fly an airplane. We can say that also. But our first question for today should be, could that scripture have been written this way? Could it have said, it is impossible truly to please him? For the man who draws near to God must believe that there is a God and that he proves himself a rewarder of those who seek after him. No, I don't think we could say it that way. Because the first thing I would ask, why is it impossible to please him? There has to be a cause and an effect. The main narrative is faith. So faith is important to us if we are going to please our Heavenly Father. We are instructed also that the just are those of us that have been declared righteous shall live by faith. We have been justified by the blood of Jesus Christ, so we should live by faith. Amen. Now, please go with me to Joshua chapter 1. That's Joshua chapter 1. And we're going to read verse number 8. Now, I will be reading this particular verse out of the Hebrew English Tanakh, the traditional Hebrew text, and the New Jewish Publication Society. And it says, "Let not this book of the teachings cease from your lips, but recite it day and night, so that you may observe faithfully all that is written in it. Only then will you prosper in your undertakings, and only then will you be successful." Amen. So we see here that the teachings of God, the word of God, should be on our lips consistently. And we should observe faithfully, the word faithfully, what is written in it. And it's for then and only then will we prosper in everything that we do and have good success. Now, let's go back to Hebrews 11, and we're going to go to verse number 1. Hebrews 11, verse number 1. And we will continue where we left off from last week. I will read, and you can follow. But before we go there, let's look at our foundational scripture one more time. It says, "He, God, is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." Now, God is a person who rewards those who pays or compensates a person for work or services due or loss incurred. Have you ever thought about the word reward in that verse? Well, what does it mean by God rewards those who diligently seek him? What is the reward that God has for us? I also like to look at the Bible as an open book examination with all the specific kinds of tests within it. You can have fill in the blank, matching exams, multiple choice, essay questions, and true and false. When you generally were given an open book test, it was the hardest because the answers were there for you to find. So is the word. That's why it tells us these are hidden truths. So let's look at some of our rewards promised to us. But let me ask you a question. If I were to bless you with something that is material, something that is tangible, something that is monetary, would you say that was a reward? All right then, let's look at some of these rewards. Let's go to the book of Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. And we're going to look at some of the rewards that God promised us. Amen. So that's Genesis chapter 1. And we're going to begin with verse number 26. And it says, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Verse 28. Then God blessed them. God did what? He blessed them. A reward. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. So the first reward was the blessings of God that he gave to mankind and gave him dominion over all the things of the earth. Amen? So the blessing is the very creative force of God. It created all we see or things perceived by our senses. We have lost the power of the word blessings, which means to empower. God's empowerment, his power that established the universe, he put that same creative power and anointing on Adam and his wife, mankind, who were created in his image and told them to replenish the earth, be fruitful, and dominate it in love. So, our first reward was the blessing. And we are blessed today. Amen. And we receive and we activate these blessings by faith. Amen. Now go with me to the book of Proverbs, please. The book of Proverbs, chapter 4. The book of Proverbs, chapter 4. And we're going to look at another one of the blessings. That's Proverbs, chapter 4. All right, and we're going to read verse 20 to 23. And it says, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your head, of your heart, excuse me, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. So we see here God is telling us to keep his word. Keep it near to us, in our hearts, because it is the issues of life. Amen. So first we have the blessings, and then we have God's word next to our heart to keep us, because it out of it springs the issues of life. Now let's go to Proverbs 11. We're looking at just some of the blessings that God is telling us in our foundational scripture. Proverbs 11, and let's read verse number 18. And it says, the wicked man does not deceptive work, but he who sows righteousness will have a sure reward. Those of us who are in right standing with God, we have a guaranteed reward. Amen. And that's something that you can't put a price on. It's valuable. We have a sure reward. Nothing to guess about, nothing to be maybe about. No, it is a sure reward. Amen. Now go to the book of Ruth. The book of Ruth. Very small book, but it tells us about a Moabite woman who forsakes her pagan heritage in order to cling to the people of Israel and to the God of Israel. So let's go to Ruth chapter 2, and we're going to read verse 8 to 12. And it says this, then Boaz said to Ruth, you will listen, my daughter, will you not? Do not go to glean in another field, nor from here, but stay close to my young women. Let your eyes be on the field which they reap, and go after them. Have I not commanded the young men not to touch you? And when you are thirsty, go to the vessels and drink from what the young men have drawn. So she fell on her face, bowed down to the ground, and said to him, Why have I found favor in your eyes that you should take notice of me, since I am a foreigner? She wasn't of this nation. She was a Moabite. Okay? Verse number 11. And Boaz answered and said to her, It has been fully reported to me all that you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, and how you have left your father and your mother and the land of your birth, and have come to a people whom you did not know before. The Lord repay your work, and a full reward be given you by the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings you have come for refuge. So we see this woman, because of her obedience to her mother-in-law, that God reward her for her obedience to her. Amen. So, and God will reward you for your obedience. That's why it says he will reward those who diligently search after him. So when you diligently search or investigate the word of God, then God will reward you. And finally, let's go to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. And we'll read verse number 12. And it says, Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Now, this is Jesus speaking to the people on the Mount of Olives when he taught the Beatitudes. But he told them, he says, Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Great is your reward. Amen. I like that. A great reward. Praise the Lord. And finally, John 3, a very familiar passage. John 3, 16. And it says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What a reward. Everlasting life. Praise be to God. So these are just some of the rewards that our Heavenly Father are going to give us. Amen. When we are obedient to his word. Now let's go back to Hebrews 11, and we're going to read verse number 1. And it says, Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, we have established that substance is something that is tangible, something that is material, assurance, or guarantee. Substance is that which can be contacted by our senses. It is something that we can see, something we can smell, something we can taste, something we can touch, and something we can hear. We can say Hebrews 11, 1, like this. Now, faith is the substance, the material, or the tangibility of things hoped for. Amen. Now, we learn something about hope also, and that is hope by itself has no substance. Hope by itself has no substance. There is nothing about hope that you can smell, see, taste, touch, or hear. Hope is a goal setter. Hope sets the goal, but faith goes and gets it. You must have hope, and without hope, you cannot live. Number one, hope sets the goal, or it sets the goal that you're trying to attain. And number two, hope will keep you alive. Hope will affect your attitude about the circumstances, but faith will change the circumstances. Did you get that? Hope will affect your attitude about the circumstances, but faith will change the circumstances. Amen. Now, faith is the proof of things not perceived by your senses. If God says that faith is the evidence or proof of things not perceived by the senses, then there must be some things that exist that are outside the realm of our senses. Things that can only be contacted by your faith. And faith becomes the proof or the evidence of them until the physical manifestation of the things in your life. Now go with me, please, to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And we will read verse number 40. And it says, there are celestial bodies and there are terrestrial bodies, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. Celestial is heavenly or spiritual, where God lives and operates, and the realm that can only be contacted by the faith, or things that are not perceived by our senses. Then there is the terrestrial realm. It is the earthly realm of the three-dimensional world we live in and are perceived by our senses. The celestial is perceived by our faith and not perceived by our senses. And terrestrial is the realm of the three-dimensional world we live in and that are perceived by our senses. Things that we cannot see, hear, smell, and taste. In order to walk by faith, I have to leave the terrestrial world, the realm of the senses. But how am I going to know what is out there if I cannot see it, smell it, taste it, touch it, or hear it? I have to go by the word of God. Now go with me, please, to Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. And let's find out how we're going to trust God. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Now, you know, also God tells us that his thoughts are not our thoughts. So we are to trust God. When God says go, then we go. When God says stop, then we stop. Because God is always going to make sure that he supplies you with everything you need to be successful. Amen? So that's how we do that. In the midst of God's word is safety and comfort. And we have no fear of the things that we cannot see, smell, taste, touch, or hear. Because the way God sees it is the way we see it. The way God says it is the way we should say it. The way God does it is the way we should do it. And the results God tells us we should get are the results we should get. Remember what Joshua 1:8 said. It says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you should meditate in it day and night. For then you should do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosper and have good success. So if we just do that, we have good success. Amen. Now, faith is the evidence or the proof of the things that are not perceived by the senses. So I have to walk outside the realm of the senses. I cannot rely on my senses. Well, you might say, I don't feel anything. You're not supposed to feel anything. It didn't say to walk by your senses. It says to walk by faith. If you judge anything on how you feel, you have already missed it. And that is what most people do today. They say, well, I can't feel it, or I can't see it. How am I going to know I have something if I can't see it or feel it? I can't feel it and I can't see it. How do I know that I have it? Because God said so. That's how you know. Yeah, but how do I know God is there? We know through the evidence of faith. Amen. How do you know he is out there? It's six of one, half a dozen of the other. In fact, there is really more evidence to support the evidence of God than there is to deny his existence. Now, I want you to think with me for a moment. Do you think it is just by chance that this planet Earth, where we live, which makes a circle around the sun every 365 1/4 days a year, do you think it is by just chance this planet happened? No, it's not. Think about it. Well, you know what? I am just about out of time for this week's lesson, but please join us next week as we will continue our teaching on the meaning and the importance of faith. But until then, please remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.